due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
This ends when the shield is no more. Not until I say, when that happens, then you will get everything that you have been promised, everything you have ever dreamed of. But until that time, no one is getting anything.
I understand. And I quit.
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist and TNA superstar Kurt Angle. And you're listening to The Pain Clinic. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for June 7th. All right, the holidays today, real quick. National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. National Trails Day. So grab a cone and go hike some trails, man. Birthdays today, we had a past Pain Clinic guest turning 49 today. That would be Mick Foley. Today's 49. Happy birthday, Mick. We're sending a shout-out to you. I want you to know Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. Join us for WWE's Money in the Bank pay-per-view June 29th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. Hosted by us. Prizes and drink specials all night long. That's WWE's Money in the Bank pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. We'll all be there and have a lot of fun, I promise. Join us June 14th for UFC 174 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. UFC Flyweight Championship. Demetrius Johnson defends his belt. It's going to be a great night of fights. That's 10 p.m. start time 1 week from today. Get there early. Starts at 10. Get there early. Hosted by us. Prizes and drink specials all night long. That's June 14th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. UFC 174. And by the way, it's $5 cover, but it's no cover for ladies. So it's a ladies' night, UFC fight night. So come on out. Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Pain Clinic today. I want to say good morning to my host, co-host with me. I'm the Cash Man, Richie Rich. I'm here with DC, Dan Cole. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Cash Dash.
Yes, it's still survived another week. Good morning, Mr. Artiste, Rob Sanderson. How's your vacation going? You know, I mean, vacation from life.
It's good. Traveling the roads, building some towns, you know how they say. But yeah, ever since, it's been about a month now since the Amherst got eliminated. So
you still have hockey.
Things are good.
You still have hockey on TV one way or the other.
A little bit.
Yeah. New York versus LA.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping maybe tonight I'm ring announcing for BCW in Niagara Falls, and I'm hoping we can get a little Game 2 Stanley Cup Finals in the locker room.
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of fans of hockey, you know, you would think.
Yeah.
What's BCW? Where's that taking place tonight?
It is at the Fire Hall in Niagara Falls, New York. I'm going to have to look up the exact name of the Fire Hall. But Tyson Dukes, Jennifer Blake is back from Mexico.
Really?
Yeah.
So. I heard she's a lot better now, too, than she was.
She's a huge superstar down there. So she's back. John McChesney, a bunch of others are on that show. And then it's a busy weekend with that tonight and then Pier 6 tomorrow.
That's right. We got Pier 6 Wrestling. We're going to have a guest on our next segment from Pier 6 who's going to be wrestling once or maybe twice tomorrow on the TV tapings. Jay Freddy, if you've ever seen Jay Freddy in New York, he's going to be joining us. We're going to talk a little bit about some of his history and what's coming up with Pier 6 tomorrow. But we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. I want to thank everybody who made it out for WWE's Payback last Sunday night. It was a lot of fun watching the pay-per-view, hanging out. We had a lot of fun, and Danny made a ton of money, so I'm not even going to talk about
that anything. Was the most fun I've had watching a pay-per-view.
You were pumped.
I was.
And that pay-per-view kind of, you know, it's tough when people say, like, Daniel Bryan or somebody is the star, or you're going to get your buy rates, and then you got the network, but to not even have your champion, I know, it just felt very... very much in your house to me, that pay-per-view.
Yeah, it did have that.
There were good spots. I mean, obviously, the Last Man Standing was great. But overall, real quick, just some Niagara Active Hose Company on Lockport Road, Niagara Falls to you. I looked it up.
So, Niagara, that's where it's at?
Niagara Active Hose Company. It's a fire hall. And,
it's a fire hall.
Yeah.
As opposed to Inactive Hose Company.
Yeah. You would hope that the fire hoses are active.
So if you're an active wrestling fan and you're in New York and you want to go see a show tonight, you got that, and then tomorrow you got Pier 6 right off.
Make it a wrestling weekend.
You can make it a wrestling weekend. I certainly would make it a wrestling weekend. But before we go any farther into what we're talking about stuff, I want to send out my best to Chris Bandage. I don't know if you know Chris, Uncle Chris had a heart issue this past week, and he's doing okay now. But we send our love and our prayers out to you, Chris, because he back when we first started this show. He was showing up every week, coming on, hanging out with us. So, and he's
For those that don't, the Canadian Thriller, the Canadian Patriot, Uncle Chris, as those of us involved in indie wrestling locally, everybody kind of calls him the uncle of the area. So, certainly best wishes out to him.
Yeah, and I've seen
he was the mayor in Pier 6 back when the old Bum Fight Club been around this area for quite some time.
He has, and he's a nice guy, and I hope everything's going to turn out okay. So, but he did have a heart issue this past week, and a birthday too. So I can understand maybe where the heart issue came from, But he, get better, Chris, and we'll see you out real soon. So let's talk about some things that have happened in the past week before we get our guests on in the next segment. Let's talk about the breakup of the Shield, the biggest news of the past week. The thing is once again, the Monday Night Raw, there's points at top the pay-per-view, and it seems to happen that way a lot. They wouldn't do that on pay-per-view. They rarely do swerves on pay-per-views anymore because they want to build it up and then give it away for free, and then it'll build more buy rates. And I think it's a great thing. What do you guys think? Now, first of all, a lot of people are saying, oh, it's too early. I don't know. I think it's perfect. I think you subtract a Batista and you add a Seth Rollins, and then you strip them of their vests in the middle of the ring. It pretty much means the end of the Shield, I'm guessing. But I think it's a good thing. Rob?
I believe I saw a picture from last night on SmackDown of like Rollins still wearing the same Shield outfit, which I don't really get that. I love it. I think personally, like this, it was overdue for the, you kind of knew for a while they were teasing it. Everybody thinks Ambrose is going to turn, and back in the day, maybe Reigns would turn when they were heels, but it's perfect because I don't think anybody expected Seth Rollins to do that, so it gave you that shock factor. I think it's time. I really look forward to what this does to Seth Rollins' career, because obviously we're very familiar with his wrestling career going back to Ring of Honor and everything, and this is a huge opportunity for him. So I hope they do the right thing with this going forward. And anytime you can take Seth Rollins in substitute of Batista, sign me up.
I got to tell you, you're taking the best wrestler away from Shield, too. I think he is by far the best mechanic in the squared circle of that group. So it's going to put a lot of pressure on the remainders of Shield to step it up, especially Roman Reigns. He's the one who everyone loves, everyone pops for, but he needs to step it up. He's turning into Hulk Hogan, doing the same, setting up the same moves in every match, But Danny, okay, your thoughts?
Well, I agree. I mean, listen, the Shield, as much as I loved the group, really, they had reached their full potential. And what can you do with a group like that? What can they accomplish now?
Well, people still wanted to see the Wyatts versus them in a 3-on-3, kind of reminiscent of the Freebirds when they used to take on the Von Erichs back in Texas. They ran that territory for almost a year, 2 years, with those two groups against each other. And I think that they were hoping that, and you know what, if they had done it originally when they teased it, it probably would have lasted a lot longer, but they just kind of dropped the ball after they had that little standoff,
Yeah, but, I agree too. I think it's time to see what they can do individually. I got high hopes for Ambrose. I know WWE has the shine being put on Roman Reigns, but the one person, if you look at when the Shield came in, to where they ended, the one person that has just improved exponentially and has really just stood out as the real star of the group is Rollins. No, I'd say Rollins.
I'd say Roman Reigns.
I would say Rollins just because he was always Rollins was always that good. That's the thing is he's – I mean, he had to stand down to let other people shine, you know. But, I mean, he's always been the best wrestler of the three.
Ambrose has always been, I think, kind of the leader. It always looked like he had a little more say than the other two storyline-wise. Rollins was a big part of the group, and like you said, mechanical, the wrestling, things like that. But I don't think when the Shield started, I don't think a lot of people, and maybe a lot of this is the smarks or the, you know, the indie fans that knew Dean Ambrose as Jon Moxley from CZW and everything else. And they knew Seth Rollins as Tyler Black from Ring of Honor. But not a lot of people knew Roman Reigns and his history. And I think Reigns, like, I thought he was pretty much the third guy. When the Shield debuted, everybody wasn't talking as much about him, and then it got to the point where through his wrestling, through his unique maneuvers that he's developed over
Superman
the years.
Superman punch.
Yeah, he's become kind of the breakout guy that I think has improved the most in the ring and become a superstar, where I think before he was kind of like the third wheel.
Oh, no, I mean, he was the big man of the group. Obviously, he was picked to be the enforcer type. And, you know, you get guys like that, and that's how, you know, that's how kind of what Batista was with the first Evolution. He was the enforcer. He wasn't the big personality, but he became, a solo wrestler after that. That's what they're hoping that they, you know, I mean, obviously they're setting up this Reigns Triple H thing eventually. You see, they seem to have these face-offs during the middle of these matches. Which Reigns comes out on top all the time. I agree. I think he's a lot better. I mean, and obviously, his family lineage, he probably is a great wrestler. We're just not able to see it. We're not getting to see it much on TV. I mean, you know, being a Samoan and part of the Samoan family from Pennsylvania there, Allentown, Pennsylvania, where those guys all run around the ring when they're 3 years old, bouncing off the ropes and, you know, tightrope walking and stuff. And he was I remember when he was a football player. I remember when we used to talk about him on the show 10 years ago when his father, he always would, send out press releases about he was going to Georgia and he's going to be a pro football player and stuff. And and now, you know, but I mean, the second nature, these guys live in the rings, you know. I mean, they have those rings all over the place, and, you know, they're very, very, you know, and he's a very, 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 you know, I'm sure he's very, very good. We'll get to see it when he goes solo, but you're right. He kind of was the third man. He was like, let's add him in. He's a big guy. He was an enforcer. And he has become quite popular. I mean, you see that the crowd pop more when he did anything. So, he is, you know, he's a good looking guy too. I know women who like him. So, that doesn't hurt either.
Yeah, that always helps.
He looks exactly like The Rock. I swear, him and the Usos, you know, you put them, you know, they all look like The Rock, don't they? They all have the same facial structure and stuff, you know? I mean, they're family, so it makes sense, you know?
Now I find myself, though, now that they've done this, I find myself counting down the days, and I'm not the first person to say this, I'm counting down the days for the Daniel Bryan-Seth Rollins program.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, exactly.
If we get Daniel Bryan back the way he was, I mean, there's a lot. We're going to talk about Daniel Bryan later in the show, but we got to take a call right now. We got Dan from Rochester. Dan, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad. Hey, I got 2 quick comments real quick, and before I say that, I'm going to play poker tonight out in Turning Stones. Wish me luck.
Good luck, Dan.
Thank you.
And if you win, now I get 10%. Go ahead.
Well, all right. The first thing is I think the Shield maybe they could pick someone up and keep the Shield strong again, you know? I'm trying to think of candidates that could possibly go there, but I haven't thought of one yet.
You know, I'm guessing it's going to be a 2-on-2 for a while. I mean, the Shield, you know, technically as a tag team is only 2.
Right.
And there's still 2 guys. And now you think about it, Triple H is not going to get in every match, but you can imagine that Randy Orton probably will be teaming with Seth Rollins now. And they could be like the tag team of Evolution, you know?
Right. And then, second thing is I wanted to mention, have you guys seen the Kick-Ass 2 movie?
I have not seen it. I've seen the first one, very good. I've seen parts of the second one. Why you ask?
I want to know, is that a female, that Russian girl, was she a wrestler?
Oh, I don't know. We'll have to look that up. We'll go to IMDb and figure out.
That girl was huge in that movie, and she...
Do you mean Lana? You think she's Lana, the one with Rusev?
It could be her, maybe. I don't know.
We will check it out, man. Why don't you keep on listening, okay?
All right.
Hey, good luck at the table tonight.
Thank you.
Got no one to hold them, no one to fold them.
Yeah,
no one to walk away, no one to run. Sorry, not to quote Kenny Rogers, but have a good day, man.
Yep.
All right, 222-1280, star 1280. I know I've lost everybody now quoting Kenny Rogers' lyrics. But I have a feeling it may not have been her, but I don't know. I could be wrong. I mean, she's like a fitness model, Lana. I know that. And, you know, fitness models can show up anywhere.
Why can't – I mean, you want to have this Russian valet. Well, why can't you just have a real Russian? Like, it's 2014. You've got Oksana from Eastern Europe. You've got all the – like, why can't you just have CJ, whatever her name is, like, Lana, have her just be herself, this girl from Florida, and get an actual Russian? That's just, I don't know. Every time I hear that, I'm like, oh, this is so fake. And now all of a sudden, Rusev's from Moscow. Why wasn't that the case in the first place?
Yeah, he was
like,
Bulgarian.
No writers thought of him. Right, well, they're still calling him the Bulgarian Brute, now hailing from Moscow. But, like, shouldn't we have just thought of this, like, before he debuted? And, like, there's just little things.
Well,
they didn't
know Putin was going to start getting crazy, you know, when he first
showed
up.
And the way that she says Vladimir Putin, like, it just makes me freaking hungry for fries,
poutine,
curd, and gravy. Like, seriously, every time she says it, like, you got to say that a little bit differently so I don't think Putin.
Yeah. Is that how you say Putin or poutine?
Putin or Putin would be how a Canadian would say it. If you're American, you'd say poutine.
Poutine. Okay.
Either way, it's delicious.
I know. I think
truck should make a stop over here.
I'm still waiting for her to come out one day and say they're looking for moose and squirrel. Please. Please.
222-1280 is the number. We've got Jay Freddy. He's going to be wrestling tomorrow, Pier 6 Wrestling, at the Italian American Club off of Minotel Road. We'll have him on the flip side. You are listening to the Pink Click on Sports 1280 WHTK.
I don't lose. I never lose. I win. Always. This will not be over until the Shield exists no longer. And that happens tonight.
You know something? You got a God complex. And I don't like it. You're running roughshod around this place. Think you can do whatever you want to do. Making guys fight each other that shouldn't be fighting each other. You're ruining this place.
Menagerie,
bro.
What is that freak? Worried about that freak, that big guy?
Why you worried about that, dude?
Not the freak, bro.
Is it the chick?
Oh, it's
the
chick, bro.
Yeah.
It's not the chick, bro.
All those really tall guys that freak you out, Robbie. What's wrong?
It's not the tall guys. It's not the freak. It's not the chick. It's the clown, bro.
The clown.
It's the clown. When I was in third grade, I had a birthday party and I wanted a DJ, and I got a clown. Things like that just. Things like that just mess you up, man. When you want that, you get a clown. And
yo, don't worry about it.
It's just crazy, Steve. Crazy the clown.
What's up, my dudes? I'm Robbie E., and you are listening to the Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show, bro, on 1280 WHTK, Rochester Sports Talk. Listen and feel the pain, my dude.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with the artiste, DC Dan Cole, and thank you for listening. Let me get to our guest here in just a second, but I got to do my plugs before we do that. Don't forget, the Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's, Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver. You can join us for WWE's Money in the Bank, June 29th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastwood Road. We'll be hosting it, and there'll be drink specials all night long. That's WWE's Money in the Bank pay-per-view, June 29th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. Right now on the phone with us is a man who will be wrestling tomorrow. That's tomorrow for Pier 6 Live. That's Sunday, June 8th. 4 p.m. start time. It's at the Italian American Club right off of Manitow Road. And on the line right now, we have the man who, incredible match last time we were there with Super Beast, Jay Freddy. Jay Freddy, welcome to the Pain Clinic, sir.
Thanks for having me on the Pain Clinic, guys. Thank you.
Hey, well, thank you. It's nice to have you, man. I'll tell you, I was very, very impressed with the last time we were at the Italian American Club. We saw you wrestle two matches on two different TV shows, and man, wow, what ability you have, sir. How did you get started in this business?
I first got started, I was 18 years old, and I had just graduated high school, and my original plan was to move to Philadelphia to train at Ring of Honor school. But then I found out there was a school in Syracuse who the head trainer was trained by Killer Kowalski. And it was only about an hour from my house. So for 3 nights a week, I would make the trip to Syracuse. And at 18 years old, I started training.
And the rest is history, I'm sure. But it's now your career. I was just reading online. Six years you've been in this business.
Yep, 6 years. Time is flying.
It's incredible. We remember you. I think I personally remember you as the 2CW champion. You were 2CW is very, very popular all across New York, and you were the champ of 2CW. And what was it? Kind of a fun experience working with 2CW. I mean, you definitely were. You're an amazing. You do not miss these matches of Jay Freddie, folks. I got to tell you, the guy's a high flyer. He power wrestler. He does everything. And but 2CW was a fun experience. You still doing stuff with them?
Oh yeah. Yep. 2CW. We actually have a show coming up. We're actually going to be at the 95X Festival in Syracuse, and then the next month, we're going to be right here in Watertown, where I live, at the Jefferson County Fair, and it's going to be on a Sunday night, and that show's going to feature the Dudley Boys on it, and Kevin Steen, and I'm actually in a Fatal 4-Way match for the 2CW heavyweight title. It's pretty cool, because it looks like it all comes full circle. It's actually in the same arena where I actually won it the first time during the same week, and like during the fair again, so hopefully we can make a two-peat out of it.
And you mentioned Kevin Steen. You had quite a feud with him in 2CW. Kind of put you on the map with him. I mean, was that fun working with Kevin Steen?
Oh, Kevin Steen's awesome. Totally awesome. I mean, even though we've had our differences in wrestling or whatever, Kevin Steen, though, I mean, much respect. And I always like to say, there's few guys on the independents who a lot of young guys should aspire to be like, and Kevin Steen's one of them. I mean, he's got a great attitude. He always shows up, and he always works hard, and he never takes a day off. I mean, and a guy of his size to do what he does is surely incredible, and it's pretty awesome to finally see him get his due, and hopefully he's going to make some waves somewhere else.
And he's every week I watch Ring of Honor television, I see Kevin Steen on TV, so he's definitely still pretty important in their plans for everything. Which you got to do some wrestling. Actually, you had a match with Daniel Bryan a couple of years ago when he was on a little hiatus from WWE. Now he's going through some stuff in life, but working with him had to have been a dream come true, especially for his reputation, before he joined the WWE.
Oh, man, for sure. That was definitely a once-in-a-lifetime experience. That story's kind of funny because 2CW actually had a SummerSlam viewing party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and we're all kind of watching the pay-per-view, and then it came to the main event. It was a 10-man tag, the 5-on-5 match, and John Cena's team didn't have a fifth partner, and this is the week before I'm supposed to wrestle him. And then out of nowhere, he says their fifth guy is Daniel Bryan. He comes out to the ring, and I just kind of look at one of the office guys and put my head down. I'm kind of like, man, now I'm not going to be able to wrestle him. Like, this match is done. He's back with the company. But then he called the office on Monday and let him know that he was still going to honor his dates. So then that Sunday night, we had a match. And, I mean, it was a match I probably would never, ever have again. Or, like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing to have. So, and obviously, Brian's reputation is like no one else's. You know, he's been around the world. I mean, he was the kingpin on the independents for well over like 10 years, man. And Brian's awesome. And we had a match, and we went 20-plus minutes. We had an outstanding match, and then he had a lot of nice things to say afterwards. I didn't expect him really to grab the mic afterwards and say what he said. And then afterwards, he gave me a lot of good points and a few critiques here and there. Then afterwards, he gave me a lot of career advice, and now look at him. He's on top of the wrestling world. He's a champ. You know, he went to WrestleMania and won the belt. I mean, it's surreal. It's incredible.
Now, last time we saw you wrestling, I know you got the big Pier 6 show coming up tomorrow. Last time we saw you, got to see you in action twice. Didn't like the way that last match ended. I'm sure you weren't a fan of that either with, the match with Super Beast and some unfortunate interference.
Well, it's still a bitter taste in my mouth. I mean, that yellow, especially with that yellow egg-sucking dog, Rob Sanderson, and pulling the strings. Wow. And obviously.
Wow. Oh, hi, Freddie. How's it going? Yeah. Well, maybe you shouldn't kick a referee at the beginning of a match because then you get stuff coming to you. Probably should face some disciplinary action for that, I think.
Save it for tomorrow. Yeah,
guys. I'm just listening over here.
Yeah, of course, Sanderson's in the studio with us right now. Yeah. So it's not like a surprise or anything. But, you know, also, not only are you're going to hopefully get that rematch tomorrow, but you're going to be doing a seminar for the current wrestlers and students. Before the Pier 6 show. Are you excited for that to, maybe impart some of your wisdom upon these kids that, are coming up through Pier 6?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when they approached me about doing it, I was honored that they thought of me of doing it. And, you know, it's definitely a good thing, especially in wrestling, you know, to give back. And that's what's got to keep the business growing and guys getting better. And, you know, I mean, people going out of their way to, you know, share just little pointers because you never stop learning. I mean, I never stop learning. No one ever does. I mean, that's why these seminars are great. Like, you see a lot of veterans, you know, or a lot of, like, old-time WWE, WCW superstars hold them, and a bunch of people show up just to share their knowledge, for them to share their knowledge with them and show little pointers. Like, I did the AJ Styles seminar in Binghamton. It was very informative, and I look very forward to, you know, really giving like a hands-on experience as far as, you know, working with them, whether it be, you know, a little critique on a move or stuff as far as, you know, getting your brand across. You know, I mean, I have it all written down. Actually, I'm coming ready. I actually have my notebook written down. I actually got it all, my tutorial all written out here. So it's going to be good. And I look forward to it and answering questions and really getting the ball rolling. And hopefully everyone can get better out of this.
Hey, Jay, did you ever dabble with thinking going to the WWE? I mean, you know, now of any period of time, it seems like a time in which someone like you could benefit most, you know, great working for them. Has there been any interest either way?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you're in wrestling, obviously the WWE at the end of the day, you know, is the biggest fish in the sea, biggest company. We all watched it growing up. I mean, why wouldn't you want to go there, man? It's like if you're a band and you're getting offered to play like Madison Square Garden. Why wouldn't you? You know, so
sure.
Absolutely. I mean, WWE is, you know, the biggest company in the world, like I said, and hopefully, you know, one day it could happen. I mean, just gotta keep working every day and keep plugging away, and hopefully, you know, something happens.
Well, you have the ability, so I mean, I'm surprised. I mean, have you actually had talks with them at all? I mean, have they given you tips or said, you know, send us stuff?
I have not had any talks as of right now. I'm putting together right now a package to send to them because it's funny how you mentioned something like that. It was kind of an epiphany I had after New Year's because last year I came back from being out 10 months with a knee injury. And the last part of 2013, I kind of just kept wrestling to see if I could still do it. Like, really test the knee out, do different stuff, and then finally, like, I just laid there in bed one night and didn't really sleep. I just stared at the wall, and I just kind of had a talk with myself. It was kind of like a lot of the guys who, when I started back in 08, are now getting their breaks. You know, guys like, you know, an Adam Cole who started out in Philly in 08. You know, now he's, you know, the ROH world champion. Matt Taven, you know, he's the ROH TV champion. A lot of guys who are around my age, I mean, Biff Busick, look at him, he's a CZW World Heavyweight Champion now. A lot of guys who I wrestled with and kind of came up with are now starting to get their piece of the pie. So now it's kind of like, you know, all right, now it's time to make waves, or now it's time to take yours. So I did talk to someone from TNA briefly as far as information and contact as far as that. So I'm getting everything put together here and to send it out to them, and hopefully, you know, I mean, another goal of mine is to get over to Japan, and at the last 2CW show, I got to work with two young, good talents from the WNC promotion, which is ran by Tajiri, and hopefully something from that really comes up, and, you know, we're just going to go from here.
Very cool. I was going to say that, you know, there's I think that there's room for someone with your abilities down. And the thing is you have to uproot and move. That's really probably the toughest part about becoming, you know, moving down to, you know, to these companies. That they want you, you know, where you got to be, which, like, for WWE, it's Orlando. And but then, you know, but I've seen TNA giving guys chances lately. I see Crazy Steve, who we used to see up in you know, Toronto or even in Buffalo. That guy is now getting a chance. So there's definitely room. And I mean, they were talking at one time in WWE about on their network doing a cruiserweight show. And I think not, you know, and I think that, you know, if they ever did that, then I think that you'd definitely be there. So, but I think that you are an incredible wrestler, and we cannot wait to see you tomorrow. And it's a lot of fun. You know, you've got such a great ability, and can't, you know, you're gonna be imparting it upon the kids. But there's one thing else going on with you today, and that's I heard it's your birthday. It's not my birthday too. Come on, everybody. Happy birthday, sir.
Thank you, yeah. Thank you.
So you better watch out. Sanderson might come out with a cake tomorrow.
It's not a bad idea.
Well, I don't know. I heard that beady-eyed, yellow-leg sucking dog might be hitting the pizza buffet upstairs, so I don't know. It might be full.
Well, always room for cake, you cake eater.
Well, Jay Freddy...
Don't call me a cake eater.
Yeah, Jay Freddy, we cannot wait to see you tomorrow. I want to thank you for the time you gave us today. And a happy birthday. I hope you have a great birthday today, you know, and hopefully, the 2014 is going to be a memorable one for you, as well as the 2015 and therefore onward, because you definitely have the ability and you're a lot of fun to watch and you're a great wrestler. And I want to thank you for the time today you gave to us, and we cannot wait to see you tomorrow.
Oh, thanks for having me. Tomorrow night, Pier 6 Wrestling down the Italian American Club. It's going to be good. And that beady-eyed SOB Sanderson better watch out, and the big super beast is going to fall.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen the picture from the pamphlet, the flyer, but it's you those guys superimposed kind of over you.
That's how they left me last time, you know, and it definitely won't happen again. And it actually looks like I'm wearing Super Beast as a necklace on that. Someone pointed that out. So
it does.
That looks funny.
That's great. Maybe you'll wear them tomorrow's necklace. Thank you so much for the time today, sir. We'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Not a problem. See you.
All right. Have a good day. All right, folks. That was tomorrow. Man, I cannot wait to see this guy. He's a great, great mechanic in the ring, great, great wrestler, and well worth anything it costs to get him to see a show, especially when you can sit in the first five rows. Couldn't do that in WWE unless you're sitting on a giant wad of money. For sure, but we're going to be giving away tickets. Let's wait another segment. We'll do another segment. Okay, but we got to go to break right now. And we give us a call, 222-1280, starts over the end. We got a call waiting online. We'll go do them after we come back from this break. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280, WHTK.
I've had four surgeries that have taken me out of action. Your husband, the Game, the showcase of what a WWE superstar should be, has had surgeries that have taken him out of action. You have had surgeries.
That put me in action, but that's another story.
We'll lock that one up in a chest somewhere. Don't worry about it. Are you saying you want to go right now? You want to go right now? No. Oh, because my time is a lot better than these people's time. So what I'm saying is I am closed for business tonight.
Oh, well, hey, I don't know about you, but my bar is open 24 hours a day, and we serve up 101 different types of ass-whooping.
In the end, they were just three strangers who happened to be standing on the same side of the ring.
They weren't brothers. The men standing in this ring are brothers. This is Evolution. This is the Shield.
What's up? This is John McChesney, and you are listening to the Pain Clinic on WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. You'll see that guy tomorrow, too. He'll be there for Pier 6 Wrestling, John McChesney.
Big league. With his female friend in tow, I hear.
Ah.
Little D.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know where she got that. Wow, she is short.
All right, we got to go to the phones real quick. We have Dave from Henrietta. Dave, sorry to keep you on hold so long. What's up, buddy?
no problem. Lana was actually the daughter of a Christian missionary who worked in Latvia in the Soviet Union, so she does have some Russian background to her, even if she's not Russian herself.
Oh, well, you know, interesting thing is, why did, you know, something that really stands out every time I see her is the way she turns around.
Right.
How can you not notice that? I mean, what are we supposed to be looking at, folks? You know?
The short skirts.
Yeah, that's got to be it, because she turns around, you know? It's like, and then I just kind of tune out when she's, her mouth opens. So.
Sometimes you're just unhappy that the WWE no longer has its agreement with that magazine that we used to see, Maria Kanellis in. And,
that magazine.
Would you like to see her in that magazine?
I don't know what you're talking about. But,
well, if the Gentleman's Magazine, yeah, we understand that. Would you like to see her?
Britt, you read it.
Yeah. The stories is why you buy it.
Sure, there's football previews every year in August. Yeah, okay.
Named after Buddy Rose, right?
Electronic version, yeah.
What's up, Dave?
Anyway, the pay-per-view this past week just seemed like a really, really good episode of SmackDown or Raw or something, and certainly indicative of, In Your House. And there's some good matches, but overall, it was just missing that big feel. Maybe it was because the heavyweight championship was missing, but...
I think that had a lot to do with it. I mean, because they plotted out a segment on the pay-per-view for a promo, for a confrontation you would normally see on Raw, not on a pay-per-view. And, you know, I mean, listen, I give a lot of credit to Daniel Bryan, but I'm so scared of what's happening with him right now. And we'll talk about that, I think, a little bit later. Maybe we'll squeak. Well, actually, as long as I brought it up, I might as well mention it. I think that, one, his push is getting destroyed. And two, I think, you know, health-wise, he might be worse off than we think. And he might be coming back. He might force himself to come back too soon before he's completely healed. So, that's how I'm feeling, because, you know, he's going to be on Raw again to address. What are you guys looking at? Show it to me. Spin around completely.
I found a CJ Perry video on online. We'll put it on the Twitter, pain_clinic.
But oh, my gosh.
That's Lana.
That's Lana. Her name is CJ Perry?
That's a real name, yeah. Apparently, she has, like, a single, according to Wikipedia. So did a little search and...
Wow, she's got straight hair now, but yeah, there's all
curls. You see, this is why we need to stop communism.
We're just,
look at what
sorry.
Did to her.
You distracted us bringing Lana back up again. But, yeah, she's a very good-looking woman.
Hey-o.
But so I'm worried for Daniel Bryan's health. I'm worried for Daniel Bryan's push. I mean, yes, the WWE, every time they talk about him, they got to say, and you're still there going, yes, right? And then the fans go, yes, 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 yes. And it's like, how much longer can you do that if he's going to be out? And you know, there's talk he will be back for this stretcher match. But will he be healthy? That's the question. And you don't want to – I mean, but you know, the thing is you only get pushed for so long in WWE unless your last name is Cena. And, you know, you can't, you know, it's hard to get hurt, to be a guy his size and get hurt and be taken off the TV for 6 months to come back and be in the same spot. So there's a lot of pressure on that guy right now to be better, you know. I mean, and I don't know if what do you think, Dave? Can he recreate this if he took 6 months off?
I think he could, but it's WWE's own fault for not having anybody else, so that's why they're pushing him back.
I'm scared John Cena's going to be holding that belt again, you know? And, I mean, because the way he came out and interrupted Stephanie McMahon on Monday Night Raw, you know? And, I mean, and I don't have a problem with that as long as, you know, as long as they can work it in that he gives it back to Daniel Bryan or something like that. I don't know. It's kind of, right now, it's a creative nightmare for what's going on in WWE, I think.
And the thing that, I mean... Money in the Bank is one of my favorite pay-per-views of the year because you never know what Raw it's going to, you know, get cashed in on, you know, and, like, this is kind of like wrecking that whole idea of the pay-per-view, much in the way that Damian Sandow's, misfire last year did, you know, for half of it. But, you know, I want to see, you know, somebody up and coming be able to cash it in a surprise that makes a Raw worth looking for. And are they going to have two Money in the Bank matches if one is for the championship?
That's definitely a good question, but there's only one heavyweight belt, so I would assume there's only one going to be one match.
If you have the title, maybe have another match where someone still gets to fight for the briefcase.
I've heard some rumors of what the original intent was be if Daniel Bryan was healthy still, and what the original intent was to be was Cesaro was to win it. and then Daniel Bryan was to drop the title to Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam, and then Cesaro was going to take the belt immediately at that pay-per-view. So that now that's been rumored around for a while. People have heard that, but that got changed because of what's going on. And that's why I said they're in a terrible spot in creative right now. That I would have accepted. I mean, I would love to see Daniel Bryan and Brock Lesnar go one-on-one. I mean, I think both those guys, Daniel Bryan's a finesse wrestler and Brock Lesnar's a power wrestler. So it would have been definitely a good – Daniel Bryan can wrestle with anybody. So I'd love to see how that would have turned out. But and it still may happen. You know, if he shows up and he wrestles Kane at Money in the Bank and he defends his title, then that could still happen.
I think, potentially even if Kane beats Daniel Bryan, because if he's, long-term, if he still needs time off, Kane would certainly be somebody, because he's a veteran, who would be subject to taking the belt right off of in a Money in the Bank cashing kind of thing. But then, you kind of have to figure who's going to incapacitate Kane to where that can usually take place. So that creates problems for the storyline, too.
It does. It does. I guess we'll find out in the next week or so, but it's just, it's kind of like the biggest secret right now, what's going on, so. And the different alternatives they've plotted out. So I don't know. I mean, I feel bad. Like I said earlier, I feel bad because Daniel Bryan's putting a lot of pressure on himself to get back. And they said, I mean, there's word coming out that he was having problems with muscle strength in one of his arms, and that's not a good sign if that's true. I mean, it's rumored. But if that's the rumor of what's going on, then that's not a good sign for him being back at the next pay-per-view. So,
do you think Dolph Ziggler might be on the way back up if he kind of like rid Triple H last night? Like, I know this is going to get me a beating and probably knock me down on the totem pole a little bit further, but when he came out and remarked on Seth Rollins.
I've heard interviews from this past week with Dolph Ziggler where he says he's at the lowest point in his WWE career, and he's not really sure why. I mean, he taught in the pecking order, and it's like he's not really sure why. I mean, him and Kofi Kingston got something in common right now, losing to Jobber to the Stars, that's what they're playing right now. I mean, he put on a good match, but he's not winning anything. I don't know. Dolph Ziggler is one of those guys, too, that, much like Daniel Bryan, they always, critiqued him on his size because they felt he was too small. But he doesn't have that X factor that Daniel Bryan had. I think Daniel Bryan could connect with people. I don't know. I don't have a problem. Dolph Ziggler won the title a year ago,
And it was one of the biggest pops we've seen in the last decade. So you would think that there'd be a way for them to capitalize on that and not just push him down jerking.
He got a concussion or something, and that was the first time he held it, wasn't it?
I think he did that at that point, too, right?
Yeah, he cashed in, got the concussion, had to drop. And it's almost like they just said, oh, well, I guess it's not meant to be. And that was the end of his push. I mean, and it was something that people had waited for a long time. I mean, almost like Daniel Bryan with the build up. Everybody's waiting for Ziggler.
Right.
And it finally happens, and then just.
It's just amazing. He's not in the Intercontinental or U.S. title picture or something. I mean, just do something with him.
It's a good question. Hey, Dave, we got to run, buddy.
Hey.
Okay, thanks for calling, man. I was going to say, Dolph Ziggler's he's a big question mark. And it's just, there's just, obviously he said some things before in the past that got him in trouble. He critiqued Randy Orton on some radio show, and he got back to them, and immediately that's when he went down the ladder a bit. And he really hasn't come back, but he's also been a guy who spoke his mind, too. He speaks his mind when they ask him. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong. Should you be punished for being honest? I certainly hope not. All right, we got Paul from Rochester. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. Hey, I'll make it quick because I see the time gets short here. I got two things. I was just coming back from the store, so I don't know if you brought it up or not. Two things here. I heard Jim Axel dug in there to get himself in trouble down there in Tennessee again. I believe at DWI, maybe it's third one, I don't know. And number two, I think it was a Jim Moore show I heard this. Vince McMahon is livid. I guess the cable company has that WWE channel. I guess you have to pay money for every month.
No. Cable. It's not on cable. It's a streaming service like Netflix. It's not on cable.
And, it's on the internet.
Yeah, it's the only way you can get it is you have to have high speed internet and pay a monthly subscription fee.
I know, because I was going to call you. We got dish net out of the dish here, and I was looking all over for that darn thing. And I'm like,
we've only talked about it for the past year. I guess, you know, maybe it'll get through your thick mind sometime. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Well, it depends on what kind of coffee you drink in the morning. You know,
And depends too.
Irish.
But go ahead. Yeah. So what was Vince McMahon's not upset about that? That's the way it's got to be. That's you know, he might be upset because it's not making the million subscribers he needs.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, he wants to shut it down.
No, he doesn't. You know what? If they shut it down, it'd be a big mistake because they spent so much money into it. But they are losing $52 million this year from it. So.
Or maybe Vince is just a little testy considering he's lost like $500 million.
Yeah, $750 million. And, you know, it's. You know, but he made that money too. So you know the way the stock market is; things go up and down. You know, but thank you for calling, Paul. Maybe someday you'll know how the stock market goes.
I don't think I want to know.
It's a gamble. I know people who were buying from the day they said, we're going to make a lot of money because that's Vince McMahon's a genius. And you know what? Vince McMahon is a genius because he made all that money because he sold his company into stock and made all that money from stock. So
I don't know what he was talking about, Jim Duggan. Like, I haven't heard of anything from him for like a year.
I know. Yeah, I'm not going to perpetuate rumors, so that's for sure. I'll say it's a rumor if it's a rumor, but I'm not going to say he's in trouble in Tennessee.
I just wanted to see another roast like the one of Roddy Piper on Legends House this week.
Oh, I haven't gotten to that episode.
I think
yet.
Next week is the last one of the season.
Too many season finales. No Total Divas
By
tomorrow.
The way, did you watch Total Divas last week?
Did I watch
we'll
Total
talk
Divas.
About that in
we'll talk about next.
You're listening to Pink Lincoln Sports
tuned.
1280.
In case you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is adapt. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
This is Cowboy James Storm with TNA Wrestling, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280. And if you don't like that, sorry about your damn luck.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with the Artiste, DC Dan Cole. And a little Randy Macho Man Savage rap.
Whatever they call me, I'm coming after you, you coward. I did it in homeplay, you set it off. Used to be hard off, now you done turns off. Doing telephone commercials, I seen ya. Dancing as tight as a ballerina. I knew all along you had those tendencies. Cause you've been running from Macho like I got a disease. Dude, please, your pay-per-view event was a joke. You're avoiding Randy Savage. When they tell us only do a real fight, he passed. I called him out, but the punk was scared to go. It was a charity event, but the hog didn't show. Hollywood hooked up, you're at the end of your rope. And I'ma kick you in the butt, wash your mouth, I was so. Cause, like Rodney Dangerfield, you get silver spats. So come on, hawk this rack so I can put you in check. Be a man, hawk.
Oh, God,
don't be scared.
To be sure.
Be a man, hawk. Come on, don't be a child.
Okay, that's enough. I just been feeling I need some Macho Savage, Mandy Macho Man Savage rap.
Last week it's grab them cakes and
grab them cakes.
I'm still waiting for American males. American males.
All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm Cashman with the Artiste, DC Dan Cole, and you and little Randy Macho Man Savage rap. You know, God bless his soul. Real quick, we did mention a second ago that we did. We had Brian Blair on last week, Brian Blair of the Killer Bees, and he's now the new president of the Cauliflower Alley Club, which Nick Brockwinkle had stepped down because he was 79 years old. But he's going to be in town, actually in Niagara Falls this weekend. Right now he's probably up there with Ric Flair, with Barbie Blanks, a.k.a. Kelly Kelly, and if you want to, and the Demolition's going to be there. Jumping Jim Brunzel. So go up to Niagara Falls, check out the convention center there. It's on the Canadian side, so you have to have one of those enhanced IDs or a passport. But it's this whole weekend, and I'm sure they're doing great. William Shatner's the big guy. William Shatner's the big name being there. It's William Shatner, so he does have a connection to wrestling. I believe he did induct Jerry King Lawler into the WWE Hall of Fame a couple of years ago.
He monkey flipped him in.
That's right. So welcome back to the show. Talk a little bit about the Divas finale last week. They had great numbers, and I watched it, and boy, I just I need some different divas. I can't take these ones anymore. They're just driving me crazy.
Yeah, it would be nice to see them freshen things up a little bit on season three, so I would say.
They have 10 episodes signed for season three already, and they're adding, what's her name?
Rosa Mendez.
Rosa Mendez.
What?
She's being added.
So that means she'll still be under contract at that point. Why? She doesn't do anything. Like...
I was starting to get optimistic on the season finale when they showed Summer Rae walking around with Emma. I was like, oh,
yeah.
Maybe
and Emma
minutes.
Was kind of rolling her eyes the whole time she was talking to her, too. So, well, they know each other from the down in the minors and stuff, so.
I don't know.
Yeah, let's point out the fact that how many seasons, so they'll be going into their third season on a show called Total Divas, and no Divas champion has ever been on the show.
Is it, like, they're just trying to make Rosa Mendez relevant? Because, I mean, I guess at this point, like, maybe put
the
Alicia
announcers.
Fox on there, because she's actually on TV now, or, you know. Put Renee Young on there because she's Renee Young.
I love Renee Young. I love to see her.
Or Lana. After that, we did tweet that link, by the way. Pain_clinic.
That's right. That's where you got to check it out. Man, she's gorgeous. Real quick, some news. We got to get out of here. We're about done for the week. But some news. Brooke Tessmacher and Robbie E are going to be on the new season of the CBS's The Amazing Race. You know, The Amazing Race. Yes, The Amazing Race. Oh, right now, caller 12, 222-1280. Get tickets to Pier 6 Wrestling tomorrow, 4 p.m. It starts. The Italian American Club off Manitow Road. If you want to go to the show, see Jay Freddy, the guy we talked about, 222-1280.
Bring your signs, but don't make them mean about me.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, egg sucker, whatever that means.
That's a Watertown
right
insult.
Right now, caller 12, 222-1280. Starts with me to get a pair of tickets. We're going to get out of here. We'll see you next week. Next week, roller derby. We'll have them in the first segment, then we'll talk wrestling.
Sanderson eats cake.
We'll see you next week,
folks. I love cake. I don't like hard-boiled eggs.
RLancers.com.